Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rod Stewart bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Titzer, CEO of SpiderWorks, author of The 90% Rule, expert at business planning. Not just the plan, but the planning too. Right, Ken?
Absolutely.
Tell us about SpiderWorks and how to find you guys in your book.
Well, we're a design and innovation firm, and I guess our customers said it best. We provoke change. We help companies deal with front burner issues, whether it's launching brands or looking for a new direction. And then we stay with you and help you, through the planning and implementation.
Execute. Yeah, good. And a website, please.
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
All right, I like that website, CauseOfDisturbance.com. There's no confusion about what they're going to do when they come in, folks. If you don't want to be disrupted, don't call them, but that's where the solutions are, right?
Well, yeah, we're going to ask you some tough questions, and we're going to make you think, but I mean, that's
there are no comfortable solutions, are there?
No, there really
if,
aren't.
If you find a solution that doesn't sting you a little bit, folks, throw it down. It's not good. It's old. It's worn out. You're standing in your own way, right, Ken?
I completely agree with that.
All right, so let's wrap up this discovery model that you got for business planning. First thing you said was get your team together, your senior members together, and help them get them to help you map out a 5-year goal. Then you said talk to identify the strategic pillars of the plan. And then you said summarize it so that everybody can understand. And of course, all this is going up on a wall that people can see. It's you keep it simple. It doesn't get out of hand. There are space limitations, right? So it doesn't get out of hand.
Well, right, and it stays very visual. And right beside it, I actually have a pen and sticky notes.
All right.
And so if you see something that you want to comment on, you don't have to wait till the next monthly meeting. You just write your idea down and stick it up there, and we'll get to it when we're a group.
Is the next thing ownership?
Well, I think ownership actually comes quite naturally through the process. I mean, again, as a leader, if you tell people, oh, you've got to own this, there's that hesitancy. When you welcome them into the plan and these are ideas that they've, helped bring to market, I think ownership happens quite naturally. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's out there and visual for everybody to see and then through sticky notes, comment and change, ownership, again,
I'm going to push back just a little bit on you, Ken, and I'll tell you why. Small business owners, in my opinion, don't stress enough. It's intuitive for you and me, but I think too many people don't stress enough. And it helps the owner to delegate when they say, this piece of our plan belongs to you. You own it. And to the degree that you need my help for that part of our plan, I work for you. What do you think?
Well, sure. I mean, and that's why with each pillar we have a project champion. But again, I'm just a big believer that other than, delegating and saying this is what you take ownership of, and yes, you have to, hold people accountable, there has to be a free flow because things are going to change. Your plan has to be elastic, and people have to feel free to say, yeah, we might need to change in this area.
So every one of your pillars has a champion. I like that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's critical.
Everyone and then all
you
the stuff.
As the owner, you can't be the champion of everything.
Oh, definitely not. There's too much to do today, much change going on.
Which means that there might be some meetings, not only you, if you, never mind it, whether you can go there or not, there are some meetings you probably shouldn't go to. What do you think about that, Ken?
I think as an owner, if you can start removing yourself, then that's when it moves from being your business to a full-fledged business,
right? It's amazing. Isn't it amazing what it says to your team when they see that you're not there, and it's because you're still in the building. You just have full confidence in them. That's a major step for the team, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that's what I love about the board is that I'll see people putting things up or having a discussion in my office when I've gone out,
right?
And it's engaging.
The last one is huge. Allow for changes.
Well, yeah, and again, that's why we use the sticky notes. And the truth is a lot of people always push back and they say, why plan when things are going to change and the speed of change is so much quicker? And it doesn't mean you can't or you shouldn't have a plan. You should know where you're going as a company. I like to liken it to the Wizard of Oz, that epic film. I mean, they knew they wanted to get to Oz. They knew mm-hmm. there was a yellow brick road, but they encountered a lot of things along the way, a lot of learnings along the way. But if they didn't know where they wanted to go, how could they have ever gotten
there? That's
right.
What's the old business planning maxim? If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there?
Yeah, absolutely.
but that's not the way you're supposed to be, folks. And if you follow, Ken, where can I get your article?
This will be up in about a week or so at causeofdisturbance.com.
Causeofdisturbance.com. Check it out, folks. And Ken, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Ken Tinsler, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ken joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.